Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We're in the fourth week of Lent. We're making our way through this important season of the church year where the church takes us by the hand. You know, the church is our mother, guiding us, helping us, taking us by the hand, bringing us deeper, ever deeper into the Lord's purposes for us. This is the season of the year where we dial into Christ's passion and the meaning of his passion, death, and resurrection. The apostles make it clear, what did Jesus come to do? He came to die. He came to lay down his life, to become a sacrifice for our sins. The penalty that Jesus paid, he died a death that was part of God's plan and purpose for him, that he would offer up his life, a perfect life, a human person. He's the God-man who is the second Adam, the head of a new race of people. He's turning the human race, which had turned from God, had fallen into original sin, a state of separation from God through Adam's sin, the father of our race, Adam and Eve, the father and mother of our race, that their sin was passed on to their progeny. We call that original sin. And sin at its heart is missing the mark. It's a refusal to say yes to the will of God. It's to say, my will be done, not your will be done. And sin has a power. And when sin has its way, when humanity exercises its freedom in a way that says yes to sin, sin can lay hold of us. And one of the things I want to talk about this week is what the Bible talks about, our battle against sin. Jesus came to destroy sin's power over us. Sin literally reigns over us. St. Paul tells us in Romans that sin reigns through death. And that is, you see the reality of the power of sin over the human race in the fact that everybody dies. Every human being dies. No one wants to die. None of us can prevent the death that's coming, that's waiting for us in this life. And death casts a shadow over us. Jesus came to break the power of sin, which it's the sin problem that produces that death problem, which is the fundamental reality that's going on in the human mind and heart, the fundamental battle, put it this way. Jesus came to give to God what belongs to God. Humanity fallen into sin, dominated by the power of original sin that's present, and then our fallen nature, there's a dimension of us, the church calls it concupiscence, but the flesh, the working in us of resisting, kind of instinctively resisting God, God's reign, God's rule over us, God's desire to share with us his commandments and his way of life, we resist it. Maybe we want a little bit of it. We don't want all of it. What we want is independence and freedom from God. We want to be Lord of our own life. So one of the things we see throughout this season of Lent is the church is calling us to battle against sin. How do we do that? We do that through things like fasting, penance, prayer, scripture, confession, almsgiving, service, that we dispose ourselves in this season to the work that God desires to do in us through Jesus. Lent is not a season where we beat ourselves up. We're children of God. We come into his presence with great confidence. Hopefully, we can talk about that later today. Scripture is so clear about that. But we come into God's presence in humility. Humility, understanding both that on the one hand, the truth that we are, yes, children of God, and that he loves us, and that if we're in him, he does not condemn us. What does God condemn? God condemns sin. Jesus condemns sin on the cross. He declared for the whole world the destiny of sin, and he broke the power of Satan. The destiny of sin and the destiny of Satan is to be ultimately judged and condemned and destroyed. Jesus came to take away sin, to destroy sin's power over us. The great enemies of the human race, the world, the flesh, and the devil are all things that Jesus came to destroy. He came to destroy the work of the devil, and he will bind him, and in the end, when he comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead, he will ultimately destroy the enemy forever. The world, the fallen dimension of the human race, at the end, the world as we know it, this fallen dimension that resists God, will be condemned and will be destroyed. And Jesus will bring about a new heaven and a new earth where the will of God, the purpose of God, those who are united to Jesus and Jesus' desire and purpose to offer himself fully to God the Father, which is what it means to be human. That's what we're called to be and do. The whole point of human life is to share in the fellowship with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as God's creature, as God's children, as Jesus' disciples, we offer our lives following him as a sacrifice to God, as an offering of praise and thanksgiving and mercy. And by virtue of what Jesus does for us on the cross, we can come into relationship with God the Father and share in that union. But the new heaven and the new earth will be a place where God is loved wholeheartedly. Humanity comes fully into what we were designed to be from the beginning. God's children, absolutely free, walking in love and bearing his image in a communion of love together called the kingdom of God, under the rule and reign of Jesus, who's called by the Father to bring about all of this, the destruction of the power of the devil, the new creation, the destruction of the old world that resists God, and finally the flesh in us, the old man, is what Jesus also comes to deal with on the cross. He makes it clear to us, Romans chapter 6, we need to be put to death. That dimension of us, that fallen dimension, the willfulness, the me first, the ego, the pursuit of what's forbidden, the deception, the kind of things Jesus said is present in the human heart. He identified it a number of times. Such a precious insight from the scripture to see the truth about the human heart. Jesus said, what makes us unclean is what comes from within. Today, culture wants to turn that on its head. There's nothing wrong with me from within. Everything that's problematic in my life comes from outside of me. I'm not culpable. I don't have any serious fault. That what I am is I'm good, and to the degree that I'm not, or the degree that I struggle, it's the consequence of what other people or what the world has done to me. So my perception of who I am, my perception of the condition of my heart is what is true, not someone else's, not even Jesus' perception. Jesus said what? It's not what comes from outside that defiles a man, but what comes from within. What comes from within? He said envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, lust. All these things are present in the human heart. It's why we keep stumbling into these things in our own lives, and why we see it writ large across the news websites every day. The story of the going public, you might say, of the human heart, of the logic of the human heart being worked out in individual lives, in families, in communities, in nations, and across the world. It's all visible. Jesus has come to say that reality in you, the flesh, needs to be put to death. And that happens in baptism. The old man is literally put to death. We die with Christ, so that dimension of us, that willfulness, that ego-centered rule and the rule of sin in us has to be put to death. And Paul tells us, you were put to death and you were raised to life. The old man died, the new man in Christ is raised to new life. We're able to enter the waters of baptism and to have power over the world, the flesh, and the devil, because of the passion that we're seeing now in Lent that Jesus went through on our behalf. He's at war against those powers and how they're manifested in the world. And on the cross, he destroys them. He destroys them through perfect love, which is expressed always in Jesus' mind, is expressed in obedience. Oh man, there's another word that the world doesn't like. There's another word that my flesh doesn't like, right? Obedience. Jesus does not define love as a particular feeling or an emotion. For Jesus, love means obedience, willing the good of the other, but willing what the Father wills. Jesus says, we'll see in a reading we'll take up tomorrow, I do everything the Father tells me to do. That's why I'm here. In John chapter 14, verse 30, 31, in there he says, his whole purpose in this life and this whole dramatic movement toward the cross on Calvary is to make a total statement with his life to the entire world for all eternity, for all of God's creation to see what the beloved Son wants to communicate to everyone. Jesus put it this way, I want the whole world to know that I love the Father. And he's telling us, this is why you were made, to love the Father. You're his, you belong to him, and your happiness, your fulfillment, your security, your identity, your peace, your purpose is all tied up in him. And your resistance to him is not only profoundly offensive to God, that the creature would willfully refuse to acknowledge God and give to God the things that belong to God, but it's also killing us. It's separating us from God. It's putting us under a different power, the power of the devil, the power of the flesh. And these realities, the world of flesh and the devil, we know and we'll see through the drama of Lent, Jesus has come to condemn them. He'll tell us tomorrow that all judgment has been given to him by the Father. And he's going to judge the world of flesh and the devil and everyone who is united to the world of flesh and the devil, anyone who says, no, I insist on my way, that is the will of the flesh and the will of the enemy, and becomes in that way a friend of the world, that becomes identified with these powers and says, I willfully desire to live under these powers because of the way I want to live. I'm selling myself into this kind of slavery. We too, Jesus will tell us, will come under condemnation. We know he's going to come again, as I said earlier, to judge the living and the dead. And his reign and his kingdom will have no end. What he's coming to do is, the Bible's clear, the church is clear, he's come to destroy all the enemies of God. And those are the enemies, the ones I described. And human beings can, with the freedom God has given to them, can become God's enemy. In fact, that's the condition, Paul tells us, the apostles tell us, that we were born into. We were enemies of God because we said yes to sin and we were under its domination. Jesus is the sinless one who on the cross now offers his perfect life in love to the Father, which is an act of obedience, to the point of shedding his blood and giving up his life. He makes a perfect offering of love. Love is the great power in the universe. The love that's in the heart of Jesus is what alone can destroy the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's at work in us. This season of Lent, the church says, pay attention to the revelation of what Jesus is giving to us, and give Jesus your sin. Don't hide. Don't deceive yourself. Don't suppress the truth about God's will or suppress the truth about what's really unfolding in your life. Bring it before the Lord. He's got his hand reached out to you to say, give me your sin so I can destroy it, and you can come with me and live my life. So the church urges us to get to confession, urges us to receive the sacraments and to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, not to make us feel bad, not to condemn us, but to bring us into freedom so that we can share in everything that belongs to Christ. That's what's at the heart of Lent, friends. Let's embrace it together. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.